The following podcast contains absolutely no Doctor Who spoilers. Promise.
You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2MTO for April 16th. This week, things got a little entertaining when the Radio Times released a cover showing... Wait, I can't tell you, because that would be a spoiler, right? And then the frustration was heard from some corners, including some of my friends. Can't we just steer clear from spoilers? And why does the BBC have to give so much away? Well, I'm feeling peevish, prissy, and pedantic tonight, so I'm actually going to take a bit of an issue with the use of the term spoiler in the first place. See, I know from spoilers. I was there, back in the old days, when I accessed Usenet newsgroups with a 9600 baud modem. And the good people of the Rec Arts Comics hierarchy, represent, would protect spoiler information in their reviews of the latest issue of Scott McCloud's Zot comic with exactly 25 lines of carriage returns. Sorry, lost my place. Anyway, then as now, there was a continuum of spoilers. Pretty much no one would yell at you for mentioning something that happened in last month's comics, or was revealed in the comic company's marketing materials. But then as now, people got increasingly frustrated with the total amount of plot information being shared. Ultimately, I see a difference between too much information and spoilers. Part of it is marketing. I'm more forgiving of on the cover of the Radio Times being put there by the BBC than I would be if a fan hacked the Doctor Who news page to put a set photo of Matt Smith's Episode 7 surprise regeneration into Paul Cornell at the top of the screen. But what I really consider a spoiler is something that reveals the end of a story, not a plot detail here or there. This week's Radio Times covers don't hold a candle to the giveaway of the Daleks in Manhattan cliffhanger, for example. There are times when I feel like some hardcore fans, who admittedly don't need to be marketed to at all, want to enter an isolation bubble when a series begins. Today, however, the casual audience's attention is so scattered that the BBC has to shout to the rooftops about the next cool thing in this week's Doctor Who. As long as they don't give the story away, I don't mind hearing a few new details. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that the point of Victory of the Daleks isn't a change of f***. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for April 16th. If you disagree with me, here's where you can yell at me. You can yell at me at my website at 2minutetimelord.com. Just click on the leave a comment and visit the archives link. Or my Twitter account is numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. And my Facebook page is at facebook.com/numeral2minutetimelord. Have at me. Catch you soon with an appearance from Tom from the Doctor Who podcast reviewing the aforementioned Victory of the Daleks.